As you point out in your column, at 27, he had three Super Bowls. He's now 36 with three Super Bowls. The prime of his career since Spygate, he has not won a Super Bowl title. They've had a lot of success, but no championships.
You know, and Brian, ultimately, quarterbacks are always measured on titles. Now, he has cemented his place in history with three. But when you think about how good he's been the last 8 years, obviously except for that 1 year that he suffered the knee injury in the first game of the year in 08, he has been probably the best quarterback in the league. You know, I'm sure he has been the best quarterback in the league over that period of time. And for the Patriots not to have won a Super Bowl the last 8 years,
right,
considering how good he is, I think, you know, you look at some of the games they've lost, Brian, and he hasn't played well. He did not play well yesterday. But to a large degree, I put the blame on Belichick for not building the team up around him. I mean, his offensive weapons are just not world-class weapons there. And to not take advantage of having Tom Brady all these years and go right, 8 years without a championship after winning three in a four-year period, I put that on Belichick a lot for not giving him the pieces that he needed to win another title.
And by the way, I don't know. I grew up in an era where I saw Kenny Stabler, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, Fran Tarkington, Billy Kilmer, substituted for Sonny Jurgensen. They used to come back. So I'm looking at this. I said, and I even tweeted this out, now Tom Brady knows how to win a game. He knows how to take the lead of a game. But can he come back from two touchdowns against a stellar defense like Stabler used to do against the mighty Pittsburgh Steelers? The answer was no. We don't see those incredible comebacks, do we?
You know, you're right. I hadn't really thought of it in those terms, but once they fell behind by 15 points yesterday, that game was over. And it just didn't look like the Patriots wanted to be out there anymore. And it was very similar to the game against the Ravens in 09, the wild card game they lost at home, where Brady just looked lost out there. And it's just really surprising to me that you get to this point, you get a home game for the championship game, and you get shut out in your own building in the second half. And I don't think anybody would predicted that. Right. But, you know, when you looked at the Falcons got shut out in their own building in the second half yesterday also. So
there was a comeback
there. It says something about the 49ers and the Ravens.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. By the way, in your book, you talk about Belichick and where he came from and his odd way of leaving the Jets and breaking from Parcells. It's fascinating. So let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Jim Harbaugh, an 18-year veteran of the NFL as a quarterback, standout coach at Stanford, comes over to San Francisco and takes Mike Singletary's squad into the title game the first year and now to the Super Bowl the second year. And what a move to go with Kaepernick after Alex Smith was his guy that got him a one step away from the Super Bowl the previous year. That is one of the greatest gambles I can remember.
Oh, without question. You know, first of all, he inherited a pretty good roster when he took the job there last year. I mean, they needed to get the quarterback situation straightened out, but they had a lot of good defensive players, and they drafted really well in Harbaugh's 2 years. But as far as Kaepernick, I mean, that was a really courageous move and a huge gamble by Harbaugh. Now, Alex Smith suffered a concussion, and usually in the NFL, you don't lose your job due to injury. But Kaepernick was Harbaugh's guy. He drafted him in 2011 in the second round, and he played well during the period of time that Smith was out. And his decision to stick with him was based on one thing. He knew what Alex Smith is, and he knew how far he can take him. Now, he got into a championship game last year, and it wasn't his fault that they lost. But to really make his offense special, he knew that Alex Smith was not the guy. Now, did he know that Kaepernick could be the guy this quickly? You know, maybe he did, but I don't think anybody else did. When you have Colin Kaepernick, I believe Harbaugh's thinking was that he had a chance to make the 49ers' offense just take it to a different level. And it's reached a point now, Brian, where the 49ers should score from anywhere on the field, because if Kaepernick isn't throwing it, then he's shown he can run it, you know, for over 50 yards at a time. And he has just completely changed the perception of the 49ers offense and what they're capable of doing.
Now, what do you think right now, if I said, Gary Myers, I need you to make a pick today by 5 o'clock, who would you think would be the guy or the team to emerge? Jim against John Harbaugh, Ravens against 49ers.
Well, if I have until 5 o'clock, can you call me back at 5 o'clock?
You haven't figured it out yet. Who goes in favor? You know, I didn't even see a spread.
I haven't, and the only reason I'm not going to give you a flat out prediction yet is because I don't want to change my mind the next couple of days.
Okay.
But I will say this, and maybe I'll even write it in the paper tomorrow. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet, but I do expect a really close game. I would definitely give the edge to the Ravens' defense. If one team is going to shut down another in this game, it'll be the Ravens figuring out a way to shut down the 49ers' offense. I think the 49ers' defense, although they have some great players there, with Matt Ryan in the first half yesterday, you figured that maybe a better quarterback or a better team could sustain that over the course of a game. I just think it's going to be a really tight game, and I haven't quite figured out yet who I'm going to pick. But I will say this. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to tell you the winning coach at the podium will be a Harbaugh. How's that?
You know what? You are gutsy, if nothing else, Gary. I hope to see you down there. I'll be there arriving down there Thursday.
Oh, great.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll get you on television and radio, hopefully. And I know
great.
You're a busy guy when you get down there. Gary Myers, one of the premier sports writers in the NFL. He's not in the NFL. NFL writers, I should say.
Hey,
but
Brian, you know what I'm going to do for you? Because what? I don't want to leave you hanging. I'm going to say right now, 49ers 27, Ravens 24. And I'm going to stick with that for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. 49ers 27, Ravens 24.
You got it.
You writing that down, Allison? John, Amy, good. We got it.
And here's the thing. Because I can't flip-flop, I am now married to that prediction for the next 2 weeks, no matter what.
I know.
24-49ers, and I did it just for you.
And you know what? I want to see in the com, Gary Myers, as I said to Brian Kilmeade on Kilmeade and Friends, in the next internationally syndicated Gary Myers column.
I'll see if I can work that out.
All right. He's the man who got my son to download a book he wasn't assigned on his iPad, Coaching Confidential, Inside the Fraternity of NFL Coaches. For that, I'm forever grateful. Gary Myers, thanks so much.
Hey, Brian, it's always a pleasure.